Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Welcome back. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we will continue part two, where Ambassador-elect Gail Stiff is bringing the word. Let's go right now.
You can heal cancer just like this. Dead bones would get up. You can prophesy to yourself and prophesy to your neighbor. And you see situations begin to come together. But what I am saying here, that we have to get to this new generation. This generation is missing this because they don't know about sin nature. They know about smoking cigarettes. They know about going to the club. Yes. They know about gambling. Yes. They know about having sex. They know about putting their name on Facebook and their names and faces everywhere. But what do they know about sin nature, the carnal nature? They need to be taught, amen? They need to be taught. And why I am focusing on Paul here is because Paul is letting us know, thanks to God, I've been shipwrecked. I've been hanging on by a plug. I have had to quote the word of God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It's not I, but the Christ that lives inside of me. Paul is letting us know about this sin nature, about a carnal mind, about not living safe. Paul let us know that, hey, your flesh is saying one thing, but your spirit wants another, and there's a war that's going on constantly, channel back and forth, even right there, somebody in their mind already battling with some issues in their mind, struggling in their mind about something. But I want to encourage you that Paul said, out of all that, you don't understand what I'm saying, out of all that, Paul, strong man that God, transparent and saying, I've got issues. Oh, I've got issues. And I need you to help me today.
Yes, Lord.
Paul is saying, come to church and be transparent. Thank you, Lord. Paul is saying, come on, let's be real with the young people.
Yes.
We spend so much time talking about who's educated and who's not educated.
Ooh, amen.
We spend so much time talking about who's going to sit on the front seat and who's going to run things today.
Amen.
We have a generation that's watching everything that is. Oh, my God. When you look at Job, and Job said he lost everything. He went through.
Yes.
He had a man that was called by God. But he had to trust God through all of it. Oh, my God. He had to trust him when he couldn't trace it, when he couldn't touch him, and when he couldn't feel it. But he just had to trust God. And he lost everything. Everything that he lost it all. But he said, though you slay me, yet will I serve.
Yet
will I trust you. Yet if you give me a pink slip, yes, I'm going to praise you, God.
Thank you.
Yes, you might wake up one morning and the husband say, I don't want you anymore.
All right.
You might find out that there's another woman. But God's grace and his mercy endureth forever. That doesn't mean that you get up and you have to fall in flesh. Paul lets us know you're going to find yourself in desolate places, saints of God. Desolate. Desolate. What does that word desolate mean? Desolate. 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 That I'm doing something that I don't even believe in. And when you're doing something that you don't believe in, it leaves you in a messed up state. In order for you to be ready for what God is getting ready to do in your life, you've got to put yourself in the like the horn, when they use a lamb horn for as a sacrifice. You want to know how that horn is shaped? It has to be cut off of a lamb, off of a precious lamb, of the lamb like this lamb. But it has to be cut. Saint of God, I'm telling you, you're going to have to get cut. When you get cut, it don't feel good. When you get cut to be used like Romans 12 and 1, that means there has to come a separation. You get cut off to be separated from. And sometimes when you get cut, it's like the lamb when you cut it off of the ear. He cut you so you won't be gossiping anymore. He cut you so you won't, everybody can part stuff in your spirit anymore. Separate you. Because when the cut comes, there's sometimes some residue of the past. That means you can't get on the phone talking to everybody, listening to all kinds of
That's right.
We have to teach this young generation that Michael Jackson can't get them to Jesus. Beyonce can't get them to Jesus.
Thank you,
it doesn't matter if she's singing it. If you want it, you got to put a ring on it. What you need to say, I am saved. My body belongs to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a cut and a separation. You know you're getting yourself in position for God to use you. So when the horn realm is cut, then it tells me that it's twisted. See, when you see that ram horn, it's just not straight. It's twisted. Amen? So when it gets twisted, that means when you start going through something, when you start shaping that cussing out of you, it starts shaping that looking and lusting out of you. It starts shaping your mindset, my God. When you get twisted, you begin to hurt. You begin to feel a little pain. You begin to experience what Dr. Johnson been teaching. Your rejection is for your protection. It may not feel good, but my God, once I'm twisted and God put you in a position, somebody say position, sometimes he'll put you in a position where you have to open up your mouth and praise him.
Yes.
And when you do that, when you look at that ram horn, it looks, they're telling you, you got to praise sometimes that'll come out of you. You're going through. You're not supposed to be looking good with a bling-bling hat on and shoes and goofy everything. There's a praise that everything has to come out. Shoes, wigs, socks, and you'll just be like David. You'll say, hallelujah. And if somebody goes, it'll make the faith in Jesus come up out of your belly. It'll make you say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I praise you. There's nobody like you, Jesus. You have a place where God is getting the twist and perfect things in your life. My God. And everybody looking at you and saying, look at it now, look at her, look at him now. He said he's saved. She said she's saved. But God is making it twist and birthing something in you that you don't have to even have to imagine. The Bible says eyes haven't seen, neither have ears have heard, neither has it been touched into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them. Tell your neighbor that's not sitting beside you that God is doing something and he's up to something and I want to be in what he's doing right now. Him, of his garment, I know I will be made whole. So she knew that nobody could keep her from touching him. She wasn't even supposed to be there. You might not have reached the place where you, God has promised what he showed you or what your children is going to be. It seemed like your destination, your arrival has not made it there, but you have to keep the mindset. You have to press through the crowd of traditional people. You have to press through the crowd of people that's not with you. You have to press through the crowd of people that don't believe in you. You have to press through the crowd of people still calling you by an issue, and you have to know that, God, I'm touching your hem. See, because when you are not touching, you are looking, and you are getting in the flesh. And I'm getting ready to close right now. But I am saying, let's live, Romans 12 and 1, to let our bodies and present our bodies be a living sacrifice to God. Because if you don't, you will find yourself in a position like the woman who had the issue of blood. And I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the people that surrounded her. One, God has dried you up and has healed you. You will come back like complainers. Those people, church people that are still leaking and trying to preach, leaking and trying to profess holiness, leaking but still smoking cigarettes, leaking and still cussing. Ooh, leaking. And when you are leaking, you are not reaching.
Oh, Lord.
My God, help us today, God. Help us today, God, to start turning the page. Forgetting those things are behind you and press towards the mark of the prize, which is in the high calling of Jesus Christ. Come on, saints, it's time to press. It's time to press. It's time to enter into the operating room and let Jesus do it. Let Jesus fix it. Let Jesus fix it. He's been trying to fix us out of this situation for a long time. But he said, you keep putting your hands in it. And when you put your hands in it, he said, I'm going to take it out. My God, my God. Woman of God, I call everybody how God sees them. But I'm going to say, woman that's on this line right now that's listening, God says to tell you to come out of that adulterous situation right now in the name of Jesus. He said, do it now and do it quickly in the name of Jesus. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. It's zapping you. It's draining you. Oh, my God. He said, come out, come out, come out. Man that is in that adulterous situation, he said, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Men and women of God that's praying for their children, don't you give up. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Help is not just on the way, but it is already here. And I praise God for all the saints of God. I invited a young man on the line, and I don't know if he made his arrival, but I want to encourage all of you that are praying for the young people. Don't give up because this young man, God has a testimony. He will let you know, God, if you just believe and just hang in there, God is going to do it. And I don't know if he's here. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I'm here, Evangelist.
Praise God. Just close us on out. Praise God. Thanks to God. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Time I present to you.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. We give God glory and honor this morning. And we just bless him. Please excuse my tardiness. Amen. This morning. But I just want you all to know that if you stay faithful in prayer, that God can and God will do all that he has promised. This year, 2014, the song that the Spirit of the Lord gave me, it says, every promise and every line in the Word of God belongs to me. People of God, when we come into the presence of God, we have to come in with power and we have to come in with expectancy that God will and God can. I'm going to share my testimony with you briefly. I'm 22 years old, just celebrated my birthday this past Saturday. When I was born in 1992, I was born to a 16-year-old crackhead, prostitute. I am a child of prostitution. My father was her pimp, and I've been told that if she had charged $5 more, that I wouldn't be here today. But, oh, the grace of God. God took me out of that situation and put me in the household of a pastor and a district missionary, amen. And I thank God for my upbringing. I was brought up in holiness. I was brought up to fear the Lord. I was brought up to trust God. And I used to ask my mother as a young man, I said, Mom, why is it that I have to obey you and I can't ask a question? She said, son, because one day it's going to come a time where you have to obey God and he's not going to answer your questions. And you have to be able to trust him even when you can't trust him. You have to follow him even when you can't see him. You have to listen for his voice even when it seems like he's silent. And I said, yes, ma'am. And I kept on going. Long story short, God elevated me, God called me, God anointed me, God appointed me, God raised me. And so I know for a fact that when you read the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, and it says all things are working together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. People of God, whatever situation that you're in, this situation is not meant to kill you. This situation is not meant to take you out. This situation, the hands of the enemy are bound because you are anointed of God. When God spoke, he was speaking directly to the devil that said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. For I hear the Lord say, even in the book of Jeremiah, he said, before you were in your mother's womb, I called thee and I knew thee. So even before we made it to planet Earth, there was a destiny for us. I'm 22 years old. I'm part of this generation that we're talking about is Generation X and generation that's lost. But I want you all to know that if you believe in prayer that God will save your children, he will. If you truly believe in prayer that God will save and deliver your grandchildren, he will. Whatever you pray, you have to believe it. Jesus said, if you believe and don't doubt, he said, all things are possible for you. And in another scripture, when they were building the Tower of Babel, he said, if you will come together, nothing shall be impossible for you. And if it's me, you, and the Holy Ghost, we are together and there is nothing we can't do. So right now, I just want to decree and declare that young men will come out of prison. Young women will come out of lesbianism. Young men will come out of homosexuality. In the name of Jesus, everybody in my generation will come unto the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that your children and grandchildren will be saved. I decree and declare that the wayward and the backslider will return and rededicate their life to God. I decree and declare that all of this foolishness in Israel and Gaza will come to an end. I also want to prophesy in the name of Jesus that there's going to come a time that the people of God, there's going to come a time that a war is going to come to the United States of America, and God is calling us back unto judgment. For the Spirit of the Lord says that even as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when the people knew not God, nor they cared for God, but they went in to unnatural lust and unnatural passions, men with men and women with women and family members with family members. It's such a day in the United States of America, and God is coming back. I want you all to know that God is real, and I know he's real, as the old song said, for I can feel him in my soul. I don't want to take a lot of time because I know we're coming to an end, but I do want us to know that God is still healing. God is still putting his foot in the back of the enemy. God is still delivering cancer. God is still calling. I forgot this part in my testimony, but I want you all to know that for 20 years, I prayed that God would deliver my biological mother from crack cocaine. And for 20 years, it seemed like it only got worse and worse and worse. It seemed like every time I saw her, she was trying to steal. Every time I saw her, she was trying to get high. But I want you all to know that today she is saved. Today she's sanctified. Today she's filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Today she's married. She's no longer in prostitution. She's no longer selling her body. And if God can turn it around for me, I know that he can turn it around for you. Whatever situation you're in, just know that God is in the midst of the turnaround. Because every time I turn around, the Lord keeps on blessing blessing me here. So don't be dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will take care of you. Beneath his wing, let love abide. God will take care of you. And remember that in the midst of the storm, when Paul was on his way to a missionary journey, the Bible says that a tempest arose, and in the midst of the storm, he said that the ship would utterly be destroyed, but none would be lost. Sometimes everything around you looks broken. Sometimes everything around you, it seems like it's such a despair, such a hopeless situation. But I want you to know that in the midst of your despair, in the midst of the headache, in the midst of the wind, in the midst of the waves, in the midst of the loud thunder,